Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. God loved the world so much, alleluia, that God sent the Beloved to be with us, alleluia. All you who seek a comfort sure in sadness and distress, whatever sorrow burdens you, whatever griefs oppress, when Jesus gave himself for us and died upon the tree, his heart was pierced for love of us, he died to set us free. Now hear him as he speaks to us those words forever blessed. All you who labor, come to me, and I will give you rest. O heart adored by saints on high, and hope of sinners here, we place our every trust in you, and lift to you our prayer. Amen. You have loved us with an everlasting love, and have drawn all of us to your heart, alleluia. My soul sing praise to Adonai, I will praise Adonai all my days, make music to my God while I live. Never depend on rulers, born of earth they cannot save. They die and turn to dust, and all their plans simply crumble. They are wise who depend on God, who look to the Adonai of Jacob, creator of heaven and earth, maker of the teeming sea. Adonai keeps faith forever, and is just to all who are oppressed. The one who gives bread to the hungry and sets all the prisoners free. Adonai gives sight to the blind, raises those whose bodies are bent, protects refugees and strangers, upholds and comforts widows and orphans. Adonai is one who loves the just and blocks the path of the wicked. Adonai will reign forever, Zion's God, from one generation to the next. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You have loved us with an everlasting love, and have drawn all of us to your heart. Alleluia. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Christ loved the church. He gave himself up for her to make her holy, purifying her in the bath of water by the power of the word, to present to himself a glorious church, holy and immaculate, without stain or wrinkle or anything of that sort. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This you shall see, and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. This you shall see, and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. You shall be carried on my arms and fondled on my knees. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. This you shall see and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. There is nothing in death or life, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. O Adonai, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lamb of God, to receive the scroll and break its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God saints from every race and tongue, from every people and nation. You have made of them a royal priesthood to serve our God, and they shall rule upon the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. There is nothing in death or life, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. O love made flesh, when your heart was pierced, you gave birth to a new people. Cleanse us and sanctify us. O dwelling place of holy love, slain by men but raised up by God, make of us a dwelling place for the Most High. O love and center of all hearts, you love us and lead us to yourself with unending love and compassion. Renew your covenant with all humankind and all of creation. O peace and reconciliation, you put an end to enmity with your death and unite all people in the peace of the new creation. Show us the path to freedom and the fullness of life. O life and resurrection, You refresh those who are overburdened, and give rest to the weary. Give us your easy burden of love, which empties us of ego and fills us with joy. O Jesus, gentle shepherd and living bread, feed us, guide us to the land of everlasting life. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. God of love and compassion, we rejoice in the gifts of love we have received from the heart of Jesus, your beloved Son. Open our hearts to share his love, our minds to share his wisdom, and our hands to share all that we have received with others. Amen. May the heart of Jesus kindle our hearts with love and bless us with fullness of life. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum valle. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal.